Saudi Arabia is widely believed to be the world's biggest weapons importer. Its massive arms deal with the United States in May was worth $350 billion, the largest in American history. Saudi Arabia has boosted military spending over the past few years. The kingdom has been on a military spending spree since King Salman took power in 2015. Arms contracts with Saudi Arabia have always been controversial because of the kingdom's notorious human rights record. Rights groups have been trying to convince arms exporters to stay away from Saudi Arabia, especially since 2015, when it began a bloody war against its impoverished neighbor, Yemen. But Saudi petrodollars are apparently too tempting. Overt and covert arms supplies to the kingdom are ongoing. From advanced warplanes to tanks, warships, and banned cluster bombs, the Saudis can order anything. Saudi Arabia is always looking for new suppliers, and Greece could soon be among them.
There seems to be no effort, really no effort in the West, to keep arms away from Saudi Arabia. And it shows you what a breakdown there's been in international law and order, and in the effectiveness of the United Nations in having some kind of ethical dimension to arms trading. So you can imagine if the worst and the most despotic, say, Hitler-type character in the world was being supplied readily with arms from all over the world, how long would it take for the whole world to start descending into chaos? There has to be an ethical dimension, a moral dimension to arms sales in any kind of proper democracy. There must be.
The Greek government has signed an arms contract with the Saudi regime. The deal, which was engineered by the Greek Defense Ministry, could see the EU member states supply missiles and bombs to the Middle Eastern monarchy. The planned sale has triggered a political dispute in Greece, with opposition parties calling for a thorough scrutiny of the deal. Opposition politicians argue that the government failed to follow proper procedures before signing the deal with a kingdom engaged in a bloody war. The Greek government is having a hard time justifying its arms contract with the Saudis.
But all the time you've got characters like Boris Johnson and Rex Tillerson signing off massive arms deals from the United States and Britain. What's happening is with other countries like Greece, they're tempted to get in on the game and also to start selling arms to Saudi Arabia. Now, the reason people shouldn't be selling arms to Saudi Arabia is because they're involved in an absolute slaughter in Yemen with 16,000 plus people now dead. And it's not a war, it's a slaughter.
Amnesty International has called on Athens to scrap the controversial contract. The rights group warns that weapons supplied to Saudi Arabia could be used against Yemeni civilians. Observers believe strong opposition to any sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia clearly shows global concerns about the kingdom's militaristic approach in the region. The war in Yemen has almost completely destroyed vital infrastructure, causing a humanitarian catastrophe. Thousands of Yemenis have been killed since the kingdom began its invasion in March 2015. Yemen is now grappling with famine, outbreaks of deadly diseases, and an acute shortage of medical supplies due to the Saudi blockade. The ongoing war has come to be known as one of the most embarrassing cases of international failure to end armed aggression.
Criticisms are growing in Washington against U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson for what many see as a drastic reshuffling of the State Department. Reports in U.S. media earlier said Tillerson has been for months pushing ahead a campaign to remove senior staff from the State Department in droves. And he has been doing this largely without informing the related institutions, most importantly, the Congress. Concerns to the same degree are now rising that a hollowed-out State Department, as many say, would sooner or later undermine the efficiency of America's foreign policy structure. Tillerson himself has rejected criticisms against what he is portraying as a calculated overhaul program and says the downsizing of staff assumes an end to global conflicts. But the critics cannot agree with him.
The more people who understand the regions of the world, who speak the language, who understand the cultures of the country to which they are assigned, and I'm not altogether sure that Tillerson is going about this the right way, and whether or not he will in fact even pay any attention at all to what kind of people he's removing or what kind of people he's going to replace them with, if any. He claims that the State Department is a bloated institution that must be reduced in size, and I think the easiest way of reducing it in size is to remove the one-third to one-half of the people who work for the American Intelligence Services, and then you would then have a lean, mean, and effective State Department with real diplomats conducting real diplomacy.
It was already an open secret that Tillerson and President Donald Trump have differences of opinion on many foreign policy issues. There have now been indications that their differences could soon take a new form sometime soon. A potential bout between the two appears imminent over America's first daughter Ivanka Trump. Tillerson has reportedly snubbed her by refusing to send a high-level diplomatic team for her visit to India. The reason, as some are speculating, is that the top diplomat does not want to bolster Ivanka Trump's global role. Tillerson had previously made it clear he was not happy with the roles that the president's daughter and her husband, Jared Kushner, were playing in the White House. He appears to have been specifically disenchanted about the foreign policy moves that Kushner has been taking without having a mandate to do so.
He's the man whom Trump has entrusted with a large part of his Middle East policy and sending him to conduct high-level deals with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who is becoming more and more erratic and more repressive. So I think snubbing and removing these people from office is a good thing, but it doesn't look good to the outside world. People don't see behind the scenes. They don't know what Kushner and his wife Ivanka have been doing. Therefore, it looks bad and will increase probably tensions inside the government between the Secretary of State and the President.
The current drastic downsizing of the U.S. State Department and Tillerson-Trump disputes come at a terrible time for America. Washington already has too many foreign policy issues on its plate, and the existence of so many tensions in the Oval Office will definitely not be to the benefit of the overall U.S. political establishment.
I can't see this happening for any length of time. You can have clashes, you can have tension, but an entire presidential term of disputes with the Secretary of State is going to lead to the Secretary of State being on the unemployment line. So I think that in the end, Tillerson is cutting his own throat unless he learns how to be more diplomatic and be more effective at political and bureaucratic infighting.
With North Korea's new missile launch on Wednesday, the United States under President Trump has been called on to face what may be its most serious foreign policy challenge over the past decades. The world is now waiting to see how Trump will react. But the current disputes back in the Oval Office are perfect reasons to worry about a poorly calculated response coming out of the White House, one that could, of course, have implications for the whole world.